And that's the change that starts with chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11 and chapter 12, there is definitely a specific change. And now Jesus is presented as, in chapter 12, verse 2, He is the author and the finisher of our faith. It's a different aspect of Jesus that's emphasized. He is the author and finisher of our faith. And all those things that are described in chapter 11 and chapter 12 all tie to Him in His revelation as the author and finisher of our faith. Finally, He concludes with chapter 13, where Jesus is revealed in verse 20 as the great shepherd. He's no more just the good shepherd. There is a review in John chapter 10. Now He is, in Hebrews 13, the great shepherd. So we follow these themes as we go through this book in chapter 1 to 3, chapter 4 to 10, chapter 11 and 12, and chapter 13. And follow through these great themes that flow through this whole book. Now let's look at it. There are many ways you could study this book, but I have divided in general the theme. We will study this book in terms of faith and its application to our life. As we take note, every book can be approached from many different angles. And we will take the approach taking principles of faith as espoused in this book. In chapter 1 to chapter 3, we see faith speaking. Faith starts somewhere. It starts with the Word of God. Romans 10 verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So faith starts somewhere. We don't just get faith. Faith comes from God. And God has that substance of faith. And God speaks forth His Word. And as God speaks forth His Word, His Word continues to carry that content of faith and life and power. And as that Word of God enters into our life, as we hear God's Word and as we receive that Word, and that Word that God spoke begins to be spoken from our human clay lips, something takes place. There's a beginning of faith. Remember, when we speak about faith, faith is always a rhema. It's always a spoken word. So one of the big principles of faith, many times people could say it in many ways. They say faith sees, faith speaks, faith acts. But here we see the beginning of faith is that faith speaks. The mountains are not moved without any speaking. Mark chapter 11 says, speak to the mountain. And so faith is tied up to oral speech. In Hebrews chapter 1 to 3, it tells us why it's tied up to oral speech. In chapter 1, it speaks about angels, the work of angels. It says here in verse 7, chapter 1, And of the angels, he says, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire? Verse 13 and 14. To which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool? There are three reasons why we need to understand faith speaks. Number one, the spoken word is tied up to the ministry of angels to us. Angels need our release of the spoken word. When we speak and the mountains are moved, it's because we release some spiritual force and we release the angelic forces to work on our behalf. Angels work with the power of the spoken word. And the reason why it says here in verse 14, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who inherit salvation? And it's tied up to chapter 1 about the position that Christ had, which we inherit. It's tied up to the fact that the angels need our spoken word in some way. Now that can be misinterpreted, misapplied, and people go to extremes of sending angels on errands which are not of God. Any truth can be misapplied. But we need to take it in its context that whether our speaking be unto God the Father or our speaking is in a manner of commanding and taking authority, that it is necessary to speak to bring forth the work of angels. There are three reasons given why faith needs to speak. Now let's cross reference to the book of Daniel. See the appearance of angels in Daniel's life. His vision began in the book of Daniel, chapter 7. And but we want to take the passage from chapter 8. In verse 16, there's introduced the angel who has been manifesting in Daniel's life. It says here, and I heard a man's voice between the banks of the Ulai who called and said, Gabriel, make this man understand the vision. And Daniel fell into deep sleep. And then the angel began to taught him many things. Now this same angel called Gabriel is mentioned again in chapter 9, verse 20. Now while I was speaking, while I was speaking, praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God, for the holy mountain of my God, yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I seen in a vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, being caused to fly swiftly. There was something about Daniel's prayer that caused the angels to work speedily. The word being caused to fly swiftly gives us the picture that Gabriel was doing several things on the behalf of Daniel. And the more Daniel prayed, and the more Daniel speak forth to God, and his prayer, if you look and analyze it, are full of God's word. He bring forth God's covenant. He speak of God's covenant. He speak of God's promises. And as he began to speak forth unto God and release the power of the spoken word unto God, God said to Daniel, "Daniel, fifth gear." Daniel go, and the Gabriel go, shoo. He was caused. I want you to look carefully at the word cause. And it says here that he was caused. And if you analyze verse 21, the word cause, the only effect that you see taking place was Daniel speaking in prayer. While I was speaking in prayer, and Gabriel, that is the angel, being caused to fly swiftly, it speed up his work. It gave that the angel energizing force. They seem to depend and need our spoken words. We don't necessarily have to directly command them, although you can, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and at times sort of give thanks to God for them and begin to pray unto God to send forth the angels directly. But just by his spoken word, the angels speed up the work. And then when Gabriel came to Daniel, at other times, let's look at chapter 10, in verse 11. It says, "O Daniel, men greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you, and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling." Verse 12. He said, "Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your what was heard? Your words." Now God heard his heart. God can hear our heart. God can hear our thoughts. But it was only when his words were spoken that it was heard. Your words were heard. And he says here, "I have come because of what?" Can you say the last phrase again? Let's say it together. "Because of your words." They need our words. So in Hebrews chapter 1, chapter 1, 2 and 3, it talks about faith speaks. Why faith needs to speak. Number 1, it relates to the ministry of angels. There's a mystery that is involved. Number 2, which is in chapter 2, the power of the spoken word is necessary. And in overcoming the enemy, let's look at verse 14. "Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For indeed he does not give aid to angels, but he does give aid to the seed of Abraham. Therefore, in all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. And here suddenly in chapter 2, he speaks about how Jesus Christ destroying the devil,